Ours or mine.
All right. At night, you close your eyes and you go to
sleep.
And 100 years ago, black people who were not free were called
slaves.
A furry animal that hops is a
rabbit.
And the person,
kangaroo?
Person might go squirrel hunting with a 22
rifle.
And instead of having potatoes, what other white stuff might you have for supper?
Potatoes you might have. Artichokes, that's what I guess.
Some white fluffy stuff, not potatoes, but...
let's see, cabbage, but...
Do you ever eat rice?
Cauliflower?
Rice.
Rice?
Uh-huh.
Cream of wheat?
Do you have much rice? Do people eat a lot of rice?
Pretty regular.
Uh-huh.
You eat pretty regular, that's from the old sandbars.
Okay. And the number after 99?
100.
And after 999?
1,000.
1,000. All right. Now, excuse me. This part had to do mostly with verb forms and pronunciation. Now, the next part, if you're willing to stay with me, has to do with naming objects.
Well, you can absorb some of the shock.
All right. This part has to do with naming things. And what do you call the part of day, the latter part of the daylight hours, say around 3 or 4 o'clock?
Well, afternoon. But in my young days, it's called everything after the meridian, evening.
I see.
Then the stinger between sunset, you know, and... that period between the meridian, you know, and the going down the sun, they call it all evening.
Mm-hmm. And how about when the sun, what time of day is it when the sun first appears?
The morning.
And
forenoon.
Before the morning, when the sun, sun just comes up, what do you call it?
That's the rising of the sun.
Sunrise or sun up?
Sunrise. I've heard you call it sun up.
But you say sunrise.
Sunrise.
And sunset.
Sunset.
You don't say sundown.
Sundown.
Uh-huh. And if there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun comes out, we say the weather is...
clearing?
Do you ever hear that fairing off?
Fairing off, right.
Fairing up?
Yeah. Clearing up. Fairing off.
Which is...
fairing up.
Which did you used to use more often? Fairing or clearing?
Fairing off.
Fairing. But I think today we say clear,
yeah.
Clearing up, right? And what's a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
A cloudburst? Downpour?
Downpour?
Downpour.
I got some interesting answers. How about a goose drowner? Did you ever hear that?
Yes, I've heard that.
And a gully washer?
Gully washer.
Toad strangler?
Lighter knot floater? Did you ever hear that?
Lighter knot floater?
Uh-huh. That lighter knot is something that where the limb comes out of the tree. The tree may have died 100 years ago and left that knot lying on the ground to saturate with that tar, which is a natural preservative. Light 100 years and it's heavy as lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big hunk of coal.
I see.
And it takes water, gushing water chance to move it. That's what they mean.
That's what
a lighter knot floater.
I got a light wood knot, or lighter wood knot floater.
A lot of pieces of wood going down the string, you know, like a piece of sap that's the entire. Dry sap, it's so easy.
And over the fireplace, what do you call that shelf?
Metal.
And the things that the logs rest in on the fireplace?
Dogs.
And small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
And
splinters.
Splinters, And what are the particularly rich pieces of wood that you use to cut the into little slivers to get the fire started?
Believe it or not, they used to call it a lighter.
Lighter.
A shortcut to lightwood.
I see.